song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We had a dream we'd go traveling together. We'd spread a little love and we'll keep moving on.
Before you eat them,
how many times do I have to tell you? Running around just trying to eat rats whole. You gotta kill them first, woman. You want to talk about animals pooping? That guy has got some shits with stories to tell.
Okay, would you rather be an animal that swallows their food whole or takes bites? See, I feel like I enjoy my food more when I take my time.
True, but you also have food that is skinned, cooked, and not loaded with all manner of disease. When you have those
you don't
three
know
things.
That.
Yeah, man. I take that all back. Now I'm just picturing you scurrying up to some animal in your apartment and smashing it on the ground with your open mouth to kill it before you consume it.
In some countries.
Oddly adorable.
It always fascinates me. I am one of the slowest eaters. I think it's because I talk too much. So if I'm having a meal with someone, I'm the one just telling stories, talking about myself, sharing pastimes, and they are like halfway done with their meal and I've only taken a few bites. But there are some people, I love watching people eat, and some people, I'm shocked by how little they chew, to the point where I'm thinking like, how are you not choking right now?
That is me in a nutshell. I'm reminded of
like I chew at least 24 times. I don't count it, but I just chew a lot.
How do you know you chew 25 times if you don't count it? I think that there's hidden and whole rampant OCD in you.
Because my jaw gets tired.
Everything about you is malfunctioning. You are so easily breakable. I almost feel like Gary Oldman should play you in a movie. That's just how delicate and possibly disabled
you
are. You
know what? He would be cast to play me.
I would be
like denied the opportunity to play myself. That in my reality, that is what would happen.
I really now want it to happen. Also, I think he just looked cute in a brunette wig. I cannot stop thinking about Tippy Toes. For those of you who have just joining in right now, this is the movie in 2003 where Gary Oldman, and again, this is not a comedy, played Matthew McConaughey's twin dwarf brother, Matthew McConaughey being the only normie, his words, in a family full of dwarves. And Peter Dinklage is like number 10 on the call sheet. Peter Dinklage is not even the main dwarf in a movie that basically features a fake dwarf.
And this was not made like in the 90s. This was 2003. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I feel like a lot of times in the world of like PC culture or you should know better, it's sort of like pre-9/11 and post-9/11.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, you know, if it's after 2001, like you should know better certain things, right? So that is kind of shocking. And if we've learned anything in the past year, it's nothing is ever in the past. And you don't get a pass for something you did decades ago. So I think we need to start this movement where we just take down every single person in that movie. For signing on to it.
I love where your head's at. I mean, figure that's probably 5 years before Twitter, not that long ago. And now Twitter's made sure that no one gets a free pass.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily know if Gary Oldman, his fake hunchback and his weird cane should get a pass as well. Do we have any clips of Tippy Toes, sorry. I would be better if it was Tippy Top.
Tiptoes.
Tiptoes. I'm the worst. I don't know things. It's just normally if we have an opening song, I'll have that as an earworm in my head for days after the fact if it's particularly catchy in an annoying way. This has been my earworm. It's just seeing Gary Oldman walking around going, like that. And the other thing, too, is he tried to sound like Matthew McConaughey, but you could tell that he was getting more and more mortified that he'd actually signed up to do this monster. And he starts losing his accent. There he is. You know what? He's a little rock and roll, as seen in his disabled motorcycle and leather jacket.
Man.
Now, also, the other thing you have to remember is Matthew McConaughey's mom is a dwarf, right? What a backbreaker his birth must have been. I mean, did he split her wide open?
He didn't come out of there 6 feet tall, Bill.
But I would assume dwarf babies are much tinier than normal babies.
No.
Oh, I shouldn't have said normal.
No, they start at the same size. Maybe just some dimensions of their body are slightly different, like the length of the torso and possibly the shape of the head. But other than that...
You are an expert.
Well, you know, because since this movie, there was a show on TLC called Little People, Big World. And... I used to watch it, and I learned a lot. And there was a set of twin boys, and one is of average height, and one is of short stature. And, yeah, it was how they kind of grooved on.
Oh, and also we can't forget that Patricia Arquette plays a mippy. That is industry speak for a midget hippie. I mean, a groupie, sorry. And so she is dating Peter Dinklage, I believe, who inexplicably is French. Again, all of these things are true. We are not making any of them
up. It is funny how, like, you're going on and on about this. You would think that we are promoting this in some way.
No, we're condemning it, and we're going to continue.
You know, some sort of payment. This is not an ad, folks.
No. We're going to continue to condemn it for probably the next month of April. Every single day for at least 20 minutes.
You know, it's like those perverts who are like, this is so wrong. Let's keep showing how wrong this is.
Senator, I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what
Don't
exactly.
watch this dirty porn. Look at it. Don't watch it.
There's just so many. I'm trying to get the cliche that is unpack out of my system, but there's so many things to unpack. Namely, Gary Oldman's wig that they gave him to kind of look like Matthew McConaughey's hair. To really bring home the point that they're twins. I live in a world where that movie exists, and I don't know if I'm happy about it. I guess I'm just happy I can still feel.
I think we should just move on.
Nope.
Because it's been a week of this.
No.
It is opening day baseball. I did not wear my gear because I don't want Bill to talk about it because that's all he's been doing it for the past year. And once again, it's opening day. I like the Yankees. I wear a boy's t-shirt because to buy an adult size shirt would be more money. And be too big on me. So, yes, while I do wear a little boy's shirt, I don't think I actually look like a little boy.
As one who has eyes, I would actually disagree with that. When you came here last year, you had your oversized hat on.
Mm-hmm.
You had your little boy t-shirt on, and you were just like eating your peanuts and popcorn. And it was unnerving.
Well,
I felt as if I was going to get arrested by being sitting next to you. There was I got a Michael Jackson feel. You were very much a little boy.
Again, that is your own issue, but happy opening day to everyone who's going to games. A few years ago, I was supposed... Nice. Every time I say opening day, you guys are just doing that. A few years ago, I got tickets with friends, and there was a blizzard, so it was postponed,
oh,
and we had to
that.
Go
yes.
A few days later, and it was fucking freezing.
Yeah.
And that's what you never know, if it's going to be super cold or nice weather, but today's going to be pretty nice here in New York, at least. It's going to, I think, go up to 50, which... is good baseball weather.
Is it? I think that's still a little too cold.
As the professional baseball player on the panel, I know for a fact it's good baseball weather.
Garrett's telling me that the White Sox are already 10 games below 500. That is very strange. Very strange. Don't even play till 4. So that's very odd and disappointing. But you know what? We're rebuilding for the 20th
year. I do like the opening of a season because it's kind of like a Monday. Not in the depressing way. It's a clean slate. Who knows what could happen this week?
I completely agree.
You know? And then Monday happens and you're like, I'm fucked. You know, like you play your first game and you're like, this isn't off to a good start.
Well, unfortunately, your New York Yankees are widely favored to win the World Series this year.
Oh, yeah. We got all my guys on there. We got that Dominican guy. This is really offensive. We got
Gary Oldman is a midget.
That other guy.
That was an odd choice. I think they got that.
You know what? Brain. Thank God there's no women on the team. Am I right?
That's right. What? How has anyone ever actually been arguing that?
No. Isn't that funny? I think because women realize baseball is one of the dumber sports. Like, in terms of physical activity, we would rather wrestle than stand out in an outfield catching a tan. Why don't we? That sounds like fun.
Why? First of all, in. You just came up with $1 million idea right there, and you need to yell out trademark. Gotta say trademark.
Otherwise, trademark.
Somebody, there you go. Good girl.
TM.
You are learning.
LLC.
Now we're safe. You like going to games, though, just because you're an alcoholic. I mean, you just like to go there and drink.
I like the energy.
Yes.
I also enjoy food and beverage. And it's a great excuse to just, like, throw away all of your rules about healthy eating or drinking after 12 p.m. You can do all of it and not feel bad because everyone's doing it with you. There's also just like drinking outside is like one of
the
best things.
People often ask me if I have any hobbies, and sometimes I'll consider it and think, no, I don't. I'm not living my best life. But actually, drinking outside is my
hobby.
Because
especially New Yorkers, you know, if you're in a suburb, you know, you could be watching us right now from your backyard and just like crack open a beer. But so many of us in the city, we don't have outdoor space. Some of us don't even have roof access, which is a real freaking bummer. An alarm goes off every time you open the door.
Yes, and some of us don't have indoor plumbing, an actual zip code.
You know, or we go to the beach and we get in trouble for drinking at the beach. How is that a thing? Yes.
They really crack down on that? Actual fun police. Well, you know, as far as opening day is concerned, although I don't think they did this on opening day, this particular hat that I'm wearing is from the 1976 White Sox. And that team is known for A, sucking, and B, being the only team in Major League Baseball history that wore shorts. I don't know if we have any photos, Garrett, to prove that this actually occurred.
That's interesting.
But they were untucked jerseys. This was the exact look. And they had a butterfly collar. I actually wore the jersey today, but I noticed that there was a whole bunch of stains on it. So I decided to change. I have to because it's a very expensive Mitchell and Ness jersey. Wasted money. But do we have it? They only played in about two games, I believe, with these shorts. But they, of course, had to have like pulled up tube socks to complete the ensemble.
Well, this was designed by wearing shin guards, aren't you? So like you need.
They didn't think it through. There we go. Those were all of the actual.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Actually, video is, it's sort of like the Zapruder film in Chicago to actually find the game where they wore this. There's very little video that actually exists of them playing in said shorts, but indeed it did happen. And
oh, those are some short shorts.
Look at that. Is that Chet Lemon? That guy is, he worked out. Like Manny Minoso's behind
him. In terms of like sliding.
Oh, are you kidding me? None of this
has
was
to be painful.
Absolutely. Raspberries, ahoy. And yeah, this was not Chicago's finest moment. That was a particularly bad decade for the White Sox. I think a couple years later they had Disco Demolition Night. But that uniform was look at the butterfly collar. And by the way, they didn't even use enough material for it to go all the way around. It stops like right here. God, he could fly away with that thing. But the shirts were untucked. The shorts were short shorts. Thank you, 1970s. And that was designed, look at that. That was designed by Bill Veeck's wife. The owner's wife designed the goddamn uniform.
God.
And you can tell all over it. And look at how high the socks went up to, as you said, protect themselves from, you know, in baseball, they sometimes slide to various bases and whatnot. That's why it's not a shorts sport.
Yeah.
And they just decided to sort of overlook that one. You know what? I really should put that jersey on at least for the end of the show because I feel that people want to see it. I apologize in advance for the horrible amount of coffee stains on it. But there you go. That's why it's the second team in the second city. It's never going to be a Sox town, I'll tell you.
Did you see what happened to Ichiro on opening day this year?
When they were in Japan?
Yeah.
No, wait, like, did something bad happen to him when they
he
opened?
He was going to retire, so they had an opening game in Japan. And in the fourth inning, they pull him from the game so he could get a standing ovation. So they pull him. But Japan doesn't know this tradition. And they're all just sitting there, and they're like, what's going on? And he gets to the dugout,
and
they see, like, the team congratulating him, so they kind of start clapping.
Oh,
and then they had to explain it to him, so they play the game the next day, and they had to do it again so everyone knew what to do.
Wait, maybe I don't know. What's supposed to happen?
So if it's your last game, they'll put you in the game, and you start, and you play a few innings, and then they call you out in the middle of an inning, so the game has to stop, and you walk out, and everyone claps and gives you, you know, a round of applause as you walk to the dugout.
Sort of an Overwatch.
And then it,
show
and then it continues.
Yeah, then the game continues. Got it. So the Japan didn't know. So then they had to tell everyone, and then they did. He had to play the next game, and they did it again.
That is so funny. Yeah.
Japanese people, so like us.
Etiquette.
And yet different. Well, they have cheerleaders. It's a different sport there.
In Japan, they have.
It has baseball cheerleaders. And really fucked up looking mascots, as you can imagine.
Well, speaking of things you can't unsee, like those uniforms, or wishing you couldn't see, I sent you a story. We'll just bring it up now. I sent you a story yesterday about, because we were talking about this new TV show on the CW about this blind woman. And it's an actress who has the ability to see playing a blind woman and how awful that is.
That was great.
But with this story, it's old. It's from like 2 years ago. This woman pretended to be blind for 28. Is that an eight or a six?
28.
28 years. So she wouldn't have to greet people. This is incredible to me. Not even her family knew. She got into some sort of an accident and just pretended she lost her sight. Family started to be able to tell, though, that she was lying because she would watch television out of, like, the corner of her eye.
This is unbelievable, and she's my hero.
But she only recently admitted to faking it, and the reason why it could be a legal issue was she was receiving assistance as a handicapped person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because she didn't have her sight. But let me marry this woman, because this is someone, I think she is married. This is someone who knows how to commit to a bit.
Yeah, so true.
You know, I would have at some point given up or let it slip accidentally.
Oh, yeah.
Just the fact that she could, they're either so stupid around her, or she should have been cast as this woman in that show. Like, that's incredible.
I see where you're going with this. Well done, Brian McCarthy. Yeah. Well done. You got us all.
I've always said you need to accidentally spill something hot, like, right near him to see if he reacts.
I think that's a really good idea, and oh, no! Fake story.
Wait, it's a fake story?
You! Obviously. How? By the way, I feel bad that I bought it. I'm still putting all of my blame on Joe.
I thought the fake sticker meant she was a fake. Wait, what happened, Garrett? Who made this up?
A viral hoax started as a joke in a satirical Spanish website. So, like,
those Spaniards
saw it on the Spanish Onion.
Snopes ruins everything. I just wanted to continue believing this. Wait. By the way, now you've made me look like a moron.
How do you say
one thing when you look stupid?
How do you say onion in Spanish?
I'm trying to think of it.
Because I wonder if that's the title of their publication.
Oh, man. Oh,
crap, what is it?
So much different examples of showing how we are not.
Huevos is egg.
Cebola?
Cebola.
Is it cebola.org?
La Cebola.
We've been had. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, boy.
And you made me look like an idiot now, too.
God, but wouldn't that be so funny if it were real? I'm going to say it's real. We don't know that it hasn't happened to someone else.
I'm humiliated right now. And it's just like, I blame you. It's like you threw that bait out there.
I saw it last night. It was on someone's like Instagram story, this headline. And I saw it and I was like, this is brilliant.
Well, and in my defense, you sent it to me. I was very drunk. So I did not have all of my.
See, if you're always very drunk, Bill, it's not a defense. It's just a equilibrium.
But you were sober. So you have no experience.
I mean, I had some wine, but I was sober.
I found the real person on Twitter.
Did she model for stock photography? And then she's like, ah, crap. They used me in that Cebola.
She's like, from New York, it looks like.
What's that? Oh.
87 followers.
Hey, let's make it 88, Garrett.
Oh, she's a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Wait, why is that funny?
Garrett just started following her.
Oh, nice. Yay.
These are... So are we sure that that's actually her, though?
Looks like she only shares fake articles, too.
Maybe that's true.
I love the fact that Garrett's following a fake blind yoga
Oh, my God. You're going to get, like, some weird emails now, Garrett. My apologies. So, you know what? That's what happens sometimes.
Guys, learn from our stupidity.
You get really excited about a hoax story, and then...
The fact that you were excited about it to begin with kind of is peculiar.
I'm sorry. You're excited about Gary Oldman being short. So.
Because I'm an American and intelligent and see things and observe them.
Don't you think it would be more annoying? Like, everyone would be asking you, why are you blind? How do you use a stick? People would be more attracted to you then.
Well, and what I was thinking, like, sometimes I'm out in public and I see someone I know. I just pretend I didn't see them.
Yes.
Or if I see them before they see me, I will literally walk in a different direction to avoid it. Like, there are things you can do besides... losing your eyesight.
Yeah. That is so you. Yeah, she did. That's a little bit overthinking it, but and also, like, if you're gonna do it, at the very least wear sunglasses at night, you know.
Yeah. Or like my new thing is, oh God, I don't have my glasses on. I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was you.
That's great. That always works. I should stop bragging about how.
No, but really, sometimes it is difficult from a distance. I can't tell who it is.
I believe it. You can barely read what was on the screen there. And you know why she couldn't read it? Because it said F A K E. God damn it, we're stupid. Ugh. All I want for Christmas is brains. But you know what? Smell one sec. Our guests have brains.
Oh, nice.
Should we bring them out?
Our guest can see.
What is wrong with us? God, I'm so humiliated. Dave Temple, All for Laughs in Philadelphia at August 6th and the Borgata Atlantic City. I haven't been there in a long time. August 7th through the 13th.
Hello.
He's a lot of VC.
Hello.
I love her so. She's the co-host on East Side Dave. Check her out on Twitter as @Flutzy and returning champion Abby Rosenquist. You did not give me dates. What's coming up soon?
Oh, gosh.
You can do it at the end of the show.
Victoria's Freehouse next Friday in Philly.
If it's free, it's for me. I will go to Philadelphia and visit you both. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now I'm looking at you, creeper.
I don't know, though. You left your tickets at the door at the Apollo in December, and I never got to pick. We never got to have that gripe about that.
Why? It's because.
You're scared to come uptown, you piece of shit.
I used to live there. That's why I don't go back. I'll tell you where I was working afterwards. It's very embarrassing, and I don't like people to know about it. But I do want people to know about all of our awesome stories. Actually, do a ladies first one, but I know there was a couple here that Dave wanted to discuss because they're awesome. Was there anyone that you wanted to get to first?
I want to get to Dave's.
Did you want to do the Freddie Mercury one? I forget. Was that
Freddie Mercury?
Bohemian Rhapsody one? Or?
Oh, because China cut it out, right?
Yes.
China cut all of the gay stuff out of the movie.
Yeah.
Good for China. That's where I stand.
Bohemian Rhapsody was released in China. As we know, China has very strict, what do you call them? Censorship
laws.
Yeah, they have... all those, censorship or there's the paper.
There's a poster of the movie.
So they're anti-homosexuality in China. Surprise, surprise. They knew that there was going to be some stuff cut out. They thought it would maybe be a minute. It's apparently 3 minutes of the movie. The edited version premiered in China last weekend. Basically, they got rid of his sexuality and drug use, as well as his cross-dressing and his AIDS. The scene where he tells...
Yeah, exactly.
The scene where he tells his bandmates about the fact that he has AIDS. Apparently, there's just no sound. So
that's amazing. That's the best way to cure AIDS.
Chinese.
See no AIDS, hear no AIDS. That's the new policy in China.
Some other things that have been...
fucking country.
In China, issues, Moonlight and Call Me by Your Name were entirely denied a release.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh, that film, the Christopher Robin film, banned because Winnie the Pooh is like a symbol of resistance.
Yes.
Chinese actors.
Well, it's because they think it looks like the premier. The prime minister, and he's so sensitive about this joke that they won't. I don't think if you have a compare and contrast, I can never pronounce his name correctly. But
I'm not going to lie to you. Winnie the Pooh is an asshole.
No, he's cool. Just because he's not wearing pants?
No. And anybody who supports Winnie, you're an asshole too.
How is he an asshole?
Because he everybody has to deal with his shit.
Right.
And if you think that that's cute, you're an asshole too.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
I have an 8-year-old daughter. She was 7 at the time. And I'm watching this movie like, what the fuck is this, this piece of shit?
I love this.
This guy literally.
Poo epiphany.
Because Christopher Robin, like, he grew up in the movie. He was an adult, off in London working. When he woke up and couldn't find his friends and went into the real world and showed up at Christopher Robin's job and was like, hey, man, I can't find the gang. And that's the whole movie. Like, dude, I got to fucking work, Pooh. You got to go home. And he wouldn't go home.
Go, like, hang out with Eeyore. He needs you.
Like, Christopher Robin lost his job fucking with Pooh in that movie. Wow. It's a terrible, terrible
thing. He lost his job?
Yeah.
Be fair. Did he enjoy that job?
No, he didn't enjoy the job. But
when he saved him.
Huh?
When he saved him.
I do.
Well, listen, Brian. Tell us about your epiphany.
I love working here. Is that too? Was that too delayed, Garrett?
Talking about real jobs. Come on.
You can edit it post.
I love it.
I kind of see that that he was a bit of a mooch, but I don't understand, where was he between the time Christopher Robin was a kid and then all of a sudden.
Their 100 Acre Woods, it was like Christopher Robin, he was a fucked up kid. He didn't have any friends or anything like that, so he would disappear in the backyard into this imaginary.
So did Christopher ditch Pooh then?
Yeah, he grew up and he outgrew the shit. But Pooh and them were still hanging out.
Toy Story.
It's the same concept. Same concept.
It's like the Bronx. Like, you got that one friend that just stays on the block.
Dude, that's Pooh.
You know what I mean?
That is Pooh.
It just stay on
only
the
wears shirts.
Block.
I mean, dude, Pooh, literally, the movie, I promise you, watch it. You will, you won't be disappointed. He wakes up, he touches his toes, he opens his cabinets. They are empty because Pooh does not work.
Right.
Pooh does
nothing. He got that
nothing,
check. He got that check coming in.
He immediately goes to other people's house to look for breakfast. And when he can't find them, instead of looking harder, he goes to Christopher Robin's job and goes, right, I need your help.
That's why he's coming through to the ex-girlfriend is like, yo, you owe me money from the time that I, like, supported your ass.
Yes.
But you're like, but babe, I gotta work. Can you please get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. Who is
at work to get you that money?
Definitely a baby mom. Yeah. Right. That's showing up to your fucking
I
Walmart
feel
job.
So bad for your daughter.
She doesn't
went
get
to this
enjoy
movie.
It.
She thought it was so fun, and you're like, we need to have a talk. You have to work for
this
your bitch.
Well, here's the craziest thing. His friends, they were just over the hill. He was too lazy to walk over a fucking hill to see where everybody was.
Wow.
That was the, they weren't even missing. They were just over a hill and
like the treehouse fell down or something that they were in or some dumb shit. But like all he had to do was walk like 10 feet and he would have found them, you know. But he wasn't even concerned with them. He was just upset that he couldn't find their honey when he went
right.
And every friend like Pooh invariably has diabetes. What does Pooh always eat? Honey. I mean, all of this is starting.
So now he's not going to have money to bury himself, and now we got to have a fish fry to fucking raise money because Pooh.
A burden on our taxes.
I fucking love
it. Yeah, is there a GoFundMe?
Fish fry.
Yo. Bronx, you know, so.
Are you from the Bronx?
Yes.
Okay. Are you from the Bronx?
No, I'm from Philly, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Same shit. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's all the same shit. People are not taking care of themselves. Exactly. And, you know.
And you got the homies on the block on the corner at fucking 3 a.m. talking about bodega. Meet me there. No.
Yeah.
This whole thing about China censoring movies to begin with, more and more, we're sort of in their pocket. I mean, we're not going to be able to make any.
They're racist as fuck.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
They don't People wonder why black movies don't do well. It's like they don't. Did you say they didn't even want Moonlight? I guess, is it because they were gay or because they were
Probably
black?
Probably a little of both.
Probably.
I think it offended both of their senses.
Moon right. Making the thing like, no, Moon wrong.
Moonwalk out of this country.
They say half the reason Richard Gere's barely in any movies anymore, it's because he's all free to bet, and China hates that, and they know it's not going to sell in China. And so more and more, they play the long game, these guys.
Yeah.
They're just going to slowly take over, and it starts in Hollywood.
But they're doing, I think at least they have control. Like China, the reason why I say good for China reminds me.
Because you're a horrible human being.
Yeah, I guess so, but I've seen some shit, Bill. Like China reminds me of a single mother who's trying better with her younger child. Like, she fucked up the older one. He's in jail. And she's like, all right, let me, like, not give this one access to anything and see what happens. Like,
right.
My aunt did that. Like, my older cousin, he went to jail for, like, murder when he was 19.
What?
And his little brother's a lawyer in Boston right now. So
oh my
it's
God.
Like, dude,
that's
she,
amazing.
She
just trying went, to get him out.
Yeah.
We need discipline great. As people.
Right.
Yes.
So, you know, it's like, hey.
It's the Bulger brothers. One of them became a senator and the other one's Whitey Bulger. Oh, my God.
The first thing you got to do is get rid of AIDS, homosexuality, Facebook. It's all the devil.
I can't.
They come around to your way of thinking. But again, fucking Bohemian Rhapsody, that was always my complaint with it, is that it was PG-13. If you're going to do something about Freddie Mercury, I want midgets with plates of cocaine, him snorting them, lots of dick sucking. All that stuff got taken out to begin with, and they just made it even more G-rated. By
I think you just want to see. Again, see, and that's the issue. I hate when people bitch about movies that they have not even seen.
Protesting.
Because I saw the movie, and guess what? It's not about Freddie Mercury's bad habits. It's about the band. And it's about the journey that the band goes on.
No one wants to see that. I want to see lots of AIDS, lots of cocaine.
Lots of
but it doesn't mean it's a bad movie. It's just a different movie. Because it's not the movie you want, I'm sorry.
You know what they were too accurate on? His weird chiclet teeth. I didn't want to look at them either. I wanted him to have a normal mouth, but that mouth had to be full of dick. Because that was his life. That was his life. And to not show that is
then what's the point of the movie?
To artistry.
Do you want
to
see that in general, or do you just want to see Rami Malek?
I'm starting to figure some things out right now as I say them out loud, and we might just have to edit all of this out.
You can see him do all of that in Papillon.
What's that?
It's a movie with him and the guy from Sons of Anarchy, and they're like in this weird prison.
Oh, and they
are you kidding
bone?
Me?
Yeah, like he's like.
Did you look up that scene on Pornhub or something?
No. I don't know how I fucking came across this movie, but this movie was graphic, dude. Like,
gay sex.
Yeah, it's that. You know the Australian guy from Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
And he's like built for prison, but that guy, what's his name, Rami?
Yeah.
He's not built for prison. And like he thinks he'll be able to do his stretch because he swallowed a bunch of money before he went into the prison. But like he wakes up to the first night in prison, like they're in the tank and they're cutting people open and taking money out of people that they knew to swallow them. And he's like, oh, and it's like that was the gripping thing that I was like, holy shit, this movie is crazy. And like he keeps trying to hold the money in him, but like they make him work and he gets like diarrhea and he keeps like shitting and the money keeps falling out. Like this movie
is, it coins?
Is crazy. Yeah.
Are they coins?
No, he has to like wrap
Susan
up.
Susan B.
Like,
Anthony's in his ass. I need to get those dollar coins. Yeah. They're worth more. We're talking Sacagawea or Susan B. Anthony?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good movie though. It's a good movie.
Worth more than a dollar now.
Oh, really? Is it the Susan B's?
Do you have a lot of them?
No, but I did give one away the other day.
I think it's still in regular rotation, unfortunately.
It's like crypto. You got to wait it out.
I know, I should have. $2 bills, same thing.
Yeah, oh my God, I have like five.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm hoping that each one will eventually cost $1 million, and then I'd be rich.
You will never be rich then. That is impossible.
I love you guys' understanding of money. This is great, man.
Yeah, that's like
I'm just hoping.
I know.
Are you the person who's invested in gold and silver when you see that infomercial?
No, but I am invested in crypto. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah? How's that going?
I mean, I don't fucking know. I pretend like I never did it.
Oh, well,
and one day I'll wake up.
That's the only way to do it. Yeah.
50 Cent did that. He found like $1 million in like cryptocurrency that he didn't even realize. He accepted a few album purchases in cryptocurrency.
A friend of mine, true fucking story, invested way in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
One day he ended up having enough money to buy like a 3-story home in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck?
Unclear as what
I hate
what it
stories
is.
Like this.
I still
it's so infrequent that this happens.
Yes.
And then people take their retirement savings and put it all in whatever fad investment thing it is this week.
Survival of the fittest.
It all.
The Craigslist scam.
Yep. I heard a story about someone invested in DaveTempleComedy.com and park your money there. I don't know.
I'm learning what not to do. Man, we are nothing if not a think piece on this day of days. 82% of Americans are self-proclaimed drunken snackers, yet more than 50% regret it the next day. I think it's a lot more than 50%. The new study shows that chips and dip are one of the most preferred snacks of the drunken hungry. Makes sense.
I will say this study was done by a dip company.
One poll in conjunction with Bitchin' Sauce. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Bitchin' sauce.
Thank you.
Everybody's
all for
eating our stuff.
Yes, and obviously all of these things Bitchin' Sauce makes. But it bested only was only bested by pizza 66%, French fries 54%, nachos 49%, and tacos 44%. Snacking while sloshed is risky business. 40% have woken up with their food in the bed.
Jesus.
No, you don't
loppy.
One third of Americans are experiencing drunkenly leaving the fridge open all night. I've left my wallet in the fridge. And 64% believe eating while drunk will help prevent disease, help prevent the hangovers from the next day. Of course, this reminded me of a scene in one of the greatest comedies of all time. I give you Billy Bob Thornton and Drunk Santa. And what used to be a nativity calendar. One of those things. I forget what it's called.
Oh, what are those called?
Advent calendar.
Advent calendar.
Thank you. Do we have it?
I like the ones that have chocolate in it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This isn't,
I like the ones that
this
have
isn't a, the funniest.
Yeah, that was one of them.
It's very difficult to play a drunk, and Billy Bob Thornton probably is the best in the business. Everyone does the Dudley Moore thing where they're all cartoony, but he plays an honest-to-goodness real drunk. All of a sudden, then it gets faster and faster.
Yeah.
There we go.
I hate to admit that I have been called a bad daddy on multiple times for shit like that. Yeah. I get drunk and go through all the fucking snacks and like
in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my youngest daughter will confront me first thing in the morning. She will come with an empty goldfish bag or whatever, like, yeah, you ate all of it. Sorry.
That's so like
rain in the goldfish bag, so you can't deny the fact that this happened.
Yeah.
Louisa, do you resemble this explanation here?
I've been doing well to abstain from eating. But what I will do is
period.
I'm eating at all.
You're real here.
No, but besides all that, you know what cures hangovers? And I told you this before: activated charcoal.
Yes.
Oh my God! Really,
dude? It is.
No, it really is.
Legit.
That's also what they give you in the hospital to make you vomit if you had too much alcohol.
Not only vomit, but it is used in.
Well, how do you take activated charcoal?
You can take it in capsule form or powder,
and it just gets rid of your hangover.
And it takes away it. The whole point of it is that it absorbs to all the toxins, and then it like sits in your intestine until you're ready to like shit it out.
Whoa.
And it's so funny.
What does activated charcoal not do? Does it work for your skin or is it bad for your skin? Is it bad for
not
your teeth?
It's a skin thing. Really.
Well, I've seen it a lot of skincare stuff.
It's a charcoal mask and then activated charcoal. So
and I see people use it on their teeth.
A charcoal mask because you might die.
Well, okay.
Activated charcoal.
Different types.
Look at the overall look of disgust and skeptical ways on Dave's face right now. I don't think he is buying any of this.
I don't know whether I'm supposed to eat the Kingsford or just set it on fire and cook food. Like, I don't know. When you got, I don't know what activated, they're different charcoal.
What it means, it's like a powder, right? But activated meaning that it was heated up to a certain degree, so it creates more surface area for binding to like toxins and bacteria.
Oh.
So when you, after a night of drinking, before you go to bed, pop a pill or two, if you take it in capsule form, I swear to God, you wake up refreshed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Refreshed.
Holy smoke.
Like right now, you wouldn't
even
feel
that. Were considering becoming alcoholics, but
right, so all of you out there.
Yes.
I should be the advocate, like just
pro drinking.
Yeah, know all that, but also just like put me on tour for like I don't know Nature's Way and some shit.
Yeah. You
know? And I'll just be like, hey,
tell us how to safely come down on heroin.
that one I gotta work on that. So,
do you do this? I can see you doing this, the drunchies thing.
Drunchies.
Yes, I remember growing up when my sister taught me how to drink. It was always after a night of drinking and you go home, chug a lot of water and eat some food because it'll either make you puke or it'll make you feel better in the morning.
Oh.
So I would always go back to my dorm room and I would chug water and I would just have like Cheerios and Teddy Grahams.
Teddy Grahams.
What I would eat because it's just like starchy and will soak shit up, right? But now I feel like as an adult, it's more about...
getting penetrated.
Absolutely.
It's more about location. So if I'm walking home and I pass a pizza place, I'm getting pizza.
Yeah.
If, you know, I take an Uber home, I'm like, what do I have in my cabinets? I have these old chips. I'll eat those. But I definitely do drink. One of my favorite snacks late night used to be go to a bodega, a bagel and cream cheese at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
One of the most satisfying junk foods.
When I first moved here, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to eat way too many fucking bagels. It's just such a fucking good thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All that fucking cream cheese and
shit. There's theories as to why the New York bagel does indeed taste different than the others. A lot of people say it's the water.
Yeah, people say it's the water.
The myth.
I used to have a fucking crate of snacks next to my bed, and I don't anymore. But it used to be just in like within arm's reach, just
What's
like.
What's replaced the crate?
She knows. She knows. Wait, it's subscription.
I just take individual snacks at a time now.
Okay.
Graham crackers are fucking delicious.
Not Teddy Grahams.
Yes,
Teddy Grahams. I have. You know what? I'm excited. I just remembered I have like half a box of Teddy Grahams left in my cupboard now. I don't usually get those. They're fucking good.
I didn't even know they still existed. I remember those as a kid. But
really?
Yeah, I didn't know that was still a thing.
I like
because
kangaroos.
I eat like an adult.
Yeah, I don't. I need
That's
to get
like
better
saying
about that.
Do Apple eat. Jacks. That's still a thing. It's a food, Bill.
I didn't know Apple Jacks was still a thing. I mean,
well, Dunkaroos aren't around
anymore. I got when I'm in Dwayne Reed.
Last time you were in a supermarket.
In his defense, men do not go to the supermarket. And
yes,
if you use the way television is set
boys
up now,
boys do, but not men.
Thank you. I mean, like you this.
But the way television is set up for men, we'll never see a cereal commercial or anything. I didn't know cereal commercials even existed until I watched the R. Kelly documentary.
What?
Because it was on Lifetime, and all of the commercials.
That's who's watching that.
But seriously. Yeah.
When you're watching sports, you're not seeing an ad for Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You watch football, it's all pickup trucks and beer.
Yes.
That's it.
And that's the only time I see commercials, period, because everything else is DVR, and I fast forward the fuck out of all of them.
Even when we get to, we don't see, like, Doritos commercials until we get to the Super Bowl. Like, the Super Bowl is the only time we see other things. But outside of that, they have us set up for what they want to show you, you know?
That explains all of women's problems with men.
Yeah. I sat there.
You don't know about Teddy Grahams?
Yeah. That you guys don't know about shit else.
Yeah.
Except for fucking cars and football.
Some
get
booze.
The hell
that's
out
it.
Of here.
And they know it. They know it.
And it's every commercial is them dropping some sort of bizarre thing on the top of a pickup that's never going to be carrying it anyway to look at the suspension. That is every commercial that we maybe kind of pay attention to.
Or, a truck is like going on the roughest terrain.
Yeah. Right.
And you're like, what wrong turn did you take?
Yeah. You know, people who buy that, it's like, are you going to join ISIS? Like, why are you so interested in this car?
That's the kind of internet history they should be checking out. Do you want to do Cardi B? It's going to be old by Monday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You guys,
as
you
surviving.
By the Bronx education we just got over here, they know how to slip things in people's bodies to make them
feel
that's why I'm sitting
baby.
Right here.
Yes, we do. So,
at this point, no matter what channel you watch, I think we're all kind of aware of the fact that Cardi B has a bit of a past.
Yeah.
she's had some legal issues lately with some fights in her past and things like that. Well, and she reveals a lot of this on Instagram.
Yeah, she's worse than Liam Neeson.
She had a video. She's never eating food. There is an Instagram video of Cardi B saying that she used to drug and rob men.
That is insanity.
And now the internet is divided over whether or not to cancel her. I hate that phrase. What was she saying? She was reminiscing about a time that she worked as a stripper, and she said she made choices at the time because she had limited options. It's a past that she can't change, but it says that guys would be saying, you know, that they wanted her to like take them home or go home with them, so she would, and she would drug them and rob them and leave.
Yeah,
like you think you're gonna get this pussy for free?
Yeah, I don't.
Not for free.
I don't think so.
Some of her fans are using the hashtag now surviving Cardi B.
Mm-hmm. It's the same
online.
Deal. Yeah.
Surviving R. Kelly is the other hashtag. Bill Cosby fan said, "You're bragging about the same wrongdoings that got one of my idol legacies ruined."
That's like not even.
You're gonna let this fly.
Do you know what's? This is hilarious. Men drug women to have sex. Women drug men so they don't have to have.
Get away.
Right.
That is the big difference in this one. So I don't necessarily know if it's Cosby.
Good thing.
But you know what's like and I'm not gonna lie to you. My view on it is the same as it was on everything else. People are always out to, you know, get
getcha.
Over. Yeah. So you gotta, like I tweeted yesterday, I was taught if you go to a hotel with a stripper, leave all your shit in the glove box.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. That
because you knew, like, yes. Hey, there is a chance. If she's getting anything from me, it's just going to be a kidney.
Still, not a win.
I got another one.
But leave all your jewelry, your money, everything in the glove box because you will get robbed. Like, I had a situation, I remember telling a story a couple years ago where I thought I got, and I was so mad when I realized, like, fuck, I walked into this trap. I met a girl in the Village down on McDougal Street, and it was too easy. But she goes, yeah, come on, if you give me a ride home. And I'm like, okay, yeah. So she lived in Crown Heights. And, like, it was a really bad neighborhood that it made no sense for this white girl to live in this neighborhood, right? And when I parked the car on the corner.
I like how Abby's like, nah.
I don't know. Right. I've lived in some neighborhoods.
Right, right. But, I mean, like, this was, like, out of the wire. Like, it was, like, 3:30 in the morning. There's music blasting, but you can't tell where it's coming from. Like, someone's got in a window open just blasting like Black Rob, and it's like it makes no sense. So I don't plan on staying long, and I go to leave my car, but I'm like right in front of
the good luck bitch.
And I'm like, let me move to another corner. And when I backed off the corner, I got pulled over, but the girl was already out of the car. So the cop stopped me. I told him what I was trying to do, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go spin the block and find a parking spot. When I came back to that corner, the girl was gone. And I'm like, fuck, that sucked. All right.
Oh, you got used for a ride.
So you got played for a ride? Right.
So as I'm going to leave, like, because I knew the apartment address because I put it in the GPS to get there. I go to the building, like, she's not in the vestibule or anything. I'm like, all right, fuck
it. She gave you one number off.
No. I didn't even have a phone number.
Oh,
like, this was literally, we were just going to hook up, right? So, like, now, as I'm walking back to my car about to chalk it up for the night, here comes the girl walking down the street. And I'm like, where the fuck were you? And she puts on the whole white girl just to, I hate this neighborhood, and it's just so fucked up what you had to deal with. So, my guard is really
what the fuck? Right?
Because I'm trying to address where the fuck did you just disappear to?
Right, bitch? Like, didn't you want to get...
And you hate the neighborhood so much, you're going to walk around outside alone.
And because my nuts are still full, I'm not thinking...
Oh, my God.
I saw you get in trouble and realize that I was the victim in the situation, and I just...
So I'm, don't worry about it. Calm down. Let's just still go. So we go to the building, and as she's struggling with the security door... The call box, there's a bunch of loose keys on top of the call box. And I go, why are all these up here? And she goes, don't worry about that. And she bypasses that. And then we go up. And as we're getting up, it's just more and more poverty, like more shit in the hallway. And
it's a brothel?
Her apartment. No, it's your apartment. It's just a shitty apartment building. So we get in there, right? And I go right for mine, you know. And I'm like, you know, I'm not wasting any time. But, like, literally... We have sex, and she encourages me to come very fast, very fast. And then she goes, yeah, lay down and go to sleep. And I'm like, I'm not going to sleep. Like, no. And I get up to go to the bathroom to get rid of the condom, and I see the door is slightly ajar to the apartment. And I'm like, oh, this bitch set me up. Somebody's coming. You know what I mean? Like, that's my... And so now, as I'm, like, trying
my
to get rid of the condom, I can see her running around in the bedroom. Where the fuck is my phone? And I see her phone in the kitchen next to the microwave. So I grab my clothes, her phone, everything. I'm running down the steps trying to get dressed, and I'm trying to call all of my friends and let them know where the fuck I'm at. Like,
it's
about to go down. And I'm, like, trying to Pac-Man my way back to the car because there's a lot of people outside. I know the attack is coming, but I can't figure out where it's coming from. So when I made it to the street, I dumped her phone in the trash, and I, like, literally had to leapfrog or, like, frogger my way back to my car because I'm scared of everybody.
No, for real.
It's like 3:45 in the morning, and the corner is still loaded
with
people. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And I'm like,
damn, you in the hood.
Right, like this
shit. You in the fucking hood.
Like, she came to the Village, found a goofball, and brought him back to the hood. And yeah, bring his car. He's got a car, so you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, she set me up. You know what I mean? And it was like, okay. And I wasn't
thinking. What a bitch.
Yeah.
Did she seem like all innocent? Like, did she seem like
a...
So how does someone get into this job?
Exactly. Right.
And I'm not like, did she and I'm not kidding. Like
me, maybe?
I thought about this the other day. I was walking behind some guys on the street. They were tourists, obviously. And this one guy had his large iPhone in his back pocket, and it's peeking out a lot. And every time he walks, it peeks out, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like,
I could just grab his phone, or I could go up to him, hey guys, oh, I was wondering if you could help me distract them, pull the phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I could, and no one would suspect it from me. So I'm like kind of curious.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Just go to the hood, stand around. Somebody will walk up to you. You lost, sweetie? What you doing? Yeah. Just don't. Just
and then
don't
I'll be like,
it.
Accept me into your group.
Stop ignoring cat calls. You'll get into that business.
Ever thought about having sex for money? Because we could set that up.
It's not that hard. And there's marks everywhere. Obviously, I've never been one. Can't emphasize that enough. By the way, at least three times this last week, there was money coming out of your back pocket.
It was $8.
And unfortunately, it was like $3, so I wasn't getting any more.
Shit, are these the jeans? No, I took it out. It's one of those things where it's like, you know you have a dollar in your back pocket, and you mean to, like, put it back in your wallet. Like, I was going to get a bottle of water from somewhere or something. And... but there is something really nice about forgetting you have the money in there and then discovering it later.
Oh, yeah,
so it's sort
sure.
of like, oh, I'll leave it in there.
Front pocket's better because it won't fall out as easy.
Yeah, but that's where I put my chapstick.
Oh.
My chapstick. You
that is so
cute.
Funny because you just heard the two different worlds right there. Where she's trying to let you know you put your money in your front pocket. So go, yeah, but my chapstick. Oh, okay, yeah, right. continue to lose money then, right?
I'd rather have $20 than chapstick. Fuck that.
I don't know. When you need chapstick, you fucking need chapstick, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's another story. The weed thing was like, do you smoke weed?
Yes.
Oh, the help weed. With? We got to do that.
I mean,
one.
No.
Or weed with orgasms.
Yeah. Or the, at all.
Oh, the weed with orgasms. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let me get to that. But continue your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to know if any of you women have ever set anybody up in any way, shape, or form.
Oh fuck no.
Like, not even for somebody else. But have you ever manipulated a guy? Just
no.
To
get I've been manipulated.
You've been manipulated.
My guys. All the time.
Was he
baby?
Hot? Was
no,
he hot?
Like I really like you, and I want to see you. And no. I'm not just saying this for this month. I'm saying this for like, you know what? Let my actions speak for themselves.
Right.
Fuck you all. The end. You know.
Okay. So like what did they get from you?
Fucking whatever. Sex. A great time. Laughter.
Fucking,
I was there to emotionally support them.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, free dinner.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe, for being honest. Okay. Yeah.
You know, like, maybe I'm not really interested, but, like, it'd be cool to not pay for my drinks tonight.
Yeah. I used to be so hypersensitive about like not letting people pay for things because I didn't
always let a man
expect
pay
anything. I do kind of more now, but I used to like really be against it. It was weird. I don't know.
My kind of girl.
Yeah, where'd you grow up?
Past.
I grew up in San Antonio and then I went to college in Nebraska. Oh. My dad was like military. I don't know. I was like, I don't know. I didn't want any kind of expectations with anything. I didn't like people. I've always been overly independent to like a fault. Like I have way too much pride. It's like a problem.
I am too, but I also am overly confident to a fault where I believe in my talents and how charming and lovely I am to be around.
Yeah.
That I'm like, you're paying for my time right now, for having a good time. Like, you're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, that's more of my perspective now.
Yeah.
Well, I've graduated. I'm at the level where you're paying for my trips across the world and my rent.
Get the hell out of my life.
If you can't support that, then bye.
What do we think? Will there be consequences for her, or do you think she'll be able to survive this, or what?
What, Cardi B?
Yeah, Cardi B.
I think
none of the men are going to come forward.
I'm thinking about piling on. I'm thinking about piling on. Like, if it gets up to like 35 people, I'm going to just
add on to.
She did it too. Me.
That's a great idea.
Well, see, I just want to do it. Like, yeah. I just want to do it. I want to be in the documentary.
That's a different kind of Me Too there.
Right. But yeah. I want to see what it's like to just pile on and no one can question that. Like, no one, because we're not allowed to question the victim. So if I say I'm a victim, you can't tell me that I wasn't a victim.
Sure. It's a different kind of victimhood, though, because it's also like, how much do they steal? A couple $100s. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Oh, I had a necklace. It was worth $100,000.
And it's easy to make up because no DNA needed.
Put that on your insurance fucking paperwork.
This is a good idea.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be fine, though. I feel like it's already going away. I mean, now they're just sort of talking about whether or not she has gang ties or something like that.
But probably.
Yeah.
Well,
She said she's a blood, right? Doesn't she say it in a joke?
A song?
To be fair, how many rappers have similar ties that we've all just like glazed over or ignored?
You know what's weird?
Is anybody actually upset about this?
What?
I'm outraged.
No.
Once
you
see,
the hashtag has about like 4,000 posts. It's no one's really upset.
Yeah, no. Twitter is all about false
Twitter.
Outrage.
I mean Instagram. Yeah. I base it on that. Like when you trend it, if you search whatever hashtag they say is there, however many tweets it is or posts, that's the real.
Yeah.
From Twitter.
I mean, but how bad?
Okay,
go ahead.
Kind of. Oh no, go ahead.
No, I was just speculating. I mean, I was all in my own head for a second, but I was just because I read an article about what she had said about why she did it, and she's like, "Yo, we had to do this to survive." And I'm like, "To survive? Like where? I mean, I grew up in the Bronx, right? I get it. Like there are certain parts of the Bronx that are like fuck, and then other ones that are like ah." And it's just like, but how bad was bad that you? You know, like you stripped, you made your money, like, you know, like to
but
survive.
You wanted more money.
Like,
that wasn't going to be enough to get
I just
the
assume it was karma getting them back.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Anything, something bad happens to somebody, I just assume it's karma.
Right. Yeah, you know? It's a funny story. You take it on the chin. I mean, Biggie had a song called Got a Story to Tell, and it's all about him supposedly robbing John Starks while fucking his girl. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
And then he was dead before that song came out.
Not sure how to song.
Every Bulls fan loved that.
Right.
Why does everyone like to share in their songs? Confessions.
Yeah. That's what it's usually like,
ones
it's all about.
That make you look
good. That's what being an artist is all about.
A study published this month found that using the botanical drug before an intimate encounter, a.k.a. marijuana, could increase a woman's likelihood of experiencing a satisfying orgasm. I don't know if I buy this. Women who
I hate this picture.
Oh, my God.
Why is this the picture
orange is so
for
hot.
The article?
Thanks, Doc.
It has nothing to do with cannabis. It
doesn't. It
sort of looks like a vagina.
Eats. That's an orange. It's food.
Yes.
And then it looks like, you know, a vag or whatever.
Is that an adult woman's hands?
I don't know.
Yeah, that actually does look like an underage person having a orange. We should probably
continue. I'm just so annoyed by that photo.
Researchers found that women who use cannabis before a sexual encounter had more than double the odds of having a satisfying orgasm. How do they even test for something like this?
Well, I know sometimes I get high and eat pussy for a long time because I basically forgot what I was doing.
Oh my God! That's the best.
After a while, you're just wearing her as a hat. You forgot when you
smoke. My issue with that is, not with you, but with the woman. If you're not satisfied, you got to be like, hey, let's, you know, get back to the business. You know the thing I like, a little more to the left, whatever it might be.
Yes.
Like, that's why you're not having a satisfying orgasm, because you're not...
Well,
being honest.
You gotta just, you know, sometimes you do want to just relax and it
what
maybe
is
eventually.
That movement?
I don't know.
Playing with some very large
rocks. Come on, sir.
I had Italian family.
You got this.
Stop it.
Stop it. Fruit fingering?
Oh, thank you. I hate you so much.
No, this is a new sponsor. We have to show it.
Oh, my God. That's
I did
so
not
weird.
Say that you could show pictures of my pussy
on
this.
Yeah.
I never signed this.
With the seeds coming all
come
out
on,
of
do
it.
Do some grooming. Get those seeds out of there.
This thing? He what?
I don't have to get them out. They get them out for me, as
pussy.
You can see.
I just love Garrett's history. Like all this stuff that's on there right now. Look at that.
I got to go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah, that is. I remember hearing two girls talk about that on the train, where one girl was talking about how she was in a relationship for like 3 years and she broke up with the guy. And she was, like, happy to be out of the relationship because he never satisfied her sexually.
Yeah.
Whoa, and it took 3 years.
But she was mad that he broke up with her. But now she wants to air out the fact that he never satisfied her. And it's like, well, you're an idiot.
I get that.
You're an idiot.
I get that.
You're an idiot.
I get it.
Sit there
no,
and
because
not
maybe,
say something. Because
maybe she was fine on her own. You know what I mean? Maybe she took care of herself and she was like, he provides other things in the relationship.
That is insane.
And she was putting up with it. And then.
Thumbs down.
Yes, that is insane.
And not in the right area, apparently.
But you know,
not
and that's fruit. A weird thing because, and that sounds like you said your dad was military.
Yeah.
So, like, you guys were okay financially?
I had a divorce. My parents lived in different households. One house was like broke, and then
two houses. Oh my God! No.
Yeah.
So you were.
I
fine.
Wish it sounds as good as it was. No. So, but yeah, I never worried about like getting health care.
Because, but see, I've noticed that there seems to be a thing like women from the hood, and not even a white, because even rednecks, like from the, they'll let you know. You know what I mean? Like, no. You know, like poor people seem to be very vocal about
that's interesting.
What they want. Yeah. You even see all the time people in fucking McDonald's throwing a fit over, it's taking too long for my fucking fries, right? You know what I mean? Like, they have that, like, yeah, I don't know what that is. I remember a woman got upset with me because I told her she was giving me head and she rested her elbow in my thigh. As like, you know,
that hurt.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, don't fucking do that.
It's like, because she knows that she's not getting anything besides the sex. So it's like the sex better be good because they're poor, right? So if rich people or people who are more comfortable are having sex, it's like, well, I might get something else out of this besides the sex.
Thank you for saying that.
Because that makes sense.
But that's why a lot of people end up in weird situations and allow people to do weird shit to them because they want something else.
You know what it is? It's taking criticism or not. I think that poor people, unfortunately, are criticized a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, whether it's teachers or family, they just say it like it is. Mm-hmm. I think that with a lot of wealth, then there's tact and there's
Oh,
I shouldn't say this, or, you know, it's more like tongue in cheek or lip shut. But
more
like,
reputations you have to worry about,
I find
too.
With actors, we're used to getting criticism and not taking it personally. It's just direction.
Right.
This was my choice. Right. You didn't like it. I'll try something else.
Right.
Try a different character.
No. Instead of being defensive about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also realized, because saying earlier, because I was too proud to like let people pay for stuff.
More fruit.
I think it was like, actually, it creeped me out when guys were too clingy and they would like try to like get you into like a relationship. You know what I mean? Right. It was like, it's almost like, oh, this is all I want. You know, it's like, I want to hang out and we'll do stuff. But guys were like, I don't know, when they start paying for something, I don't know, guys get clingy.
They do, yeah.
They get so fucking clingy. They think that they have like some kind of, they're like, oh, well, this is my girl now. And it's like, I need to like be very clear. I'm not your girl, you know?
Love it. Well, does the marijuana part make sense? Does it help what usually needs helping? Yeah. I don't know, because I get like, marijuana makes me, the older I get, the more paranoid.
Thank you.
It depends.
What is it? Sometimes is that it curdled milk?
That's but common. It also gives you dry mouth.
But see, that's also where I think...
And dry mouth is unattractive.
Well, you keep water and stuff by...
Oh, yeah,
like,
for
I
real.
Think that's also where older people are getting in trouble because, like you said, the paranoia, so they put things in place to get like, hey, I don't want to have to worry. Like, remember they said like Matt Lauer had a lock on his door in the office. That's probably to ease that paranoia. Like, hey, I want to fuck in my office, but I don't want anybody coming in. I can afford to put a lock on that door.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. I'm putting a lock on the door so that when I fuck in my office, I can have fun. You know what I mean?
Apparently, we were making a lot of fun of that on the show for a while, and then we had someone who actually had worked in cable news before come in and say that apparently that's a normal thing for most anchors have a button under their thing because what they do is it's instead of keeping someone in, it's keeping people out.
Yeah.
I hear stuff that's going on and they got to get something going on. They just do that really quickly and the door's locked because they have such palatial offices running all the way over there. Come in at but I guess it wasn't as...
Yeah. I remember a friend of mine, she was fucking with an older guy, like just some older... He wasn't even a sugar daddy. He was just an older man that she met in the neighborhood while walking her dog. And she used to say, like, he was very particular about, like... It was always booty calls, but you have to come when you say you're going to come. Like, you can't even be late because, like, he would have everything mapped out. Like, okay, well, I want to smoke before you get here, so, like... Give me like a half hour's notice, but don't make it like 38 minutes because if I get high and now I'm looking at the time and you're not here, it's going to fuck with me mentally and I'm not going to be in the right state of mind when you finally show up.
Yeah.
And she was able to comply with that. But, you know, that was a guy that knew himself well enough to go, hey, this is how I need it, you know?
Yeah.
Most people look at that like, oh, he's a fucking control freak. He's not trying to control
it. Also, it just takes any kind of excitement or spontaneity out of it, which I feel like a lot of people like, because otherwise that sounds like a parent who has kids. All right, the kids are down at 8 p.m.
Right.
So, and we need to get this in a half hour before Jeopardy starts.
Yeah, like, that's what helps orgasms is pressure. Yeah. I'm still hung up on this poor people know what they want in the bedroom more. I don't know. Is that actually
true? I don't know what they want in finance, but yeah, they know.
Are you sure?
Poor people don't have sex, but maybe I'm just making this way too personal.
Way more sex.
You're poor and you don't have sex.
Poor people have all of the sex.
Right, because they want that check.
Yeah, well, not even because they want the check. I think poor people just get caught up in the moment. Like, there's more passion.
Exactly. You're not thinking long term.
Right.
You're like, because it's like, oh, saving for retirement? Like, what fucking retirement? You know what I mean? It's like, I might die. But like, I don't know, because like, there's a lot of poor women, though, who, you know, they don't ask for their own shit because they're trying to be provided for, too, because they're poor. So I feel like there would be a lot of poor women who don't care about their stuff as much in the bedroom.
Well, that's different, though. That's a woman that's calculating how to get out. So her mind state is already different. But people that are wallowing in the shit, they're totally with the shit.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, if you sit on the stoops all day and you, hey, the sun's going down, I'm trying to drink, I'm trying to smoke, and I'm trying to fuck on something by 12 o'clock.
Okay,
if that's
okay,
your mentality.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If all of our poor listeners could please tweet at us.
Yeah.
We can, maybe I'll do a poll for our poor listeners.
If you're poor.
Thank you for spending your last $10 on this subscription.
Right. Well, guys, this was as much fun as I knew it was going to be. I want to go around the table and do some last-minute plugs or promotions so we can see more of you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. DaveTempleComedy.com is the website where you can find all my tickets. Next upcoming shows, April. What the fuck month are we in? Jesus Christ.
April will be...
Stop smoking weed and my mind is...
Gone.
April 6th, I'm at All for Laughs in Philadelphia. Those tickets available on my website. April the 7th through the 13th, I'm at the Borgata in Atlantic City. Those tickets are available on my website. More dates are up there, so go check it out, guys.
Do it.
Woo. Sweet. April 5th, I'm in Philly, Victoria Free House, and then I'll be in Colorado and, I don't know, Pittsburgh and Austin. So my dates are on abbyrosenquist.com.
Get on that site immediately. What do you got, darling?
Well, my dates are every Tuesday at 7 p.m. here on this network. So if you like me, come check out the East Side Tape Show.
And if you love her, really check it out. Joe, unfortunately, we go to you to sum it all up. Let's go to the graphics.
You know, a great time to pretend that you're blind is in bed. Or just pretend you're asleep.
Isn't that the same thing? The eyes are closed. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.